When we remember 9/11, most of the stories we tell are about loss. Regina Chung, like the rest of us, felt that loss. But she also found something on that day, and it changed her life.
My name's Regina Chung. I live in Sunnyvale, California. In September of 2001, I had just recently graduated from college and was beginning graduate school in the Boston area. And I had been in a relationship with my college boyfriend since freshman year. But over the summer, we decided, even though we were both going to be going to Boston for graduate school, that we wanted to kind of go on a break. I wasn't really sure if this was the right relationship for me outside of the bubble of college. I wanted to go into my new adult life as a, you know, one person going forward on my own. And then I would see, you know, maybe this would work out, maybe it wouldn't. And so the morning of September 11th, after I called my mother, the first thing I thought of was, where's my ex-boyfriend? And we had actually been in touch and were planning on, I think, having lunch that day. I had no way of really contacting him, but this was before cell phones were ubiquitous. So I just kind of took it on faith. Okay, I'll go down to meet him in the subway and hopefully he'll be there. And he was. And he hugged me. And at that time, it's like, okay, he's here with me now. I'm going to be okay no matter what's going on around in the world around me. And I think at that point, that was when I knew that, yes, this was the person that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. I'm sure that there was some conversation that happened afterwards, but that's not really what sticks in my mind. It's standing in the tea with him, hanging on to him for dear life. Everything went from zero to 100 pretty quickly after that. I moved in with him about 6 to 9 months later. The following fall, we got engaged and we got married in 2003. And since then, we've moved to California. We now have 2 kids. And this weekend, we're celebrating my son's 8th birthday. We actually took him home from the hospital on September 11th in 2008. And that kind of took the sting out of the day. September 11th, 2001, that was like the beginning of my adult life.
That was Regina Chung. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.